case brought against the government by Sinn Féin TD Pa Daly that the attendance of so-called super junior ministers at cabinet meetings is unconstitutional will be heard in the High Court today. There is a constitutional limit of 15 members of cabinet. Pa Daly is arguing that the four super junior ministers who also sit at cabinet is unconstitutional. They're Fine Gael's Hildegard Nocton, as well as Independence Sean Canny and Noel Grealish. Fianna Fáil's Chief Whip Mary Butler is also a Minister of State attending cabinet. Dr. Tom Hickey is with us. He's Associate Professor of Constitutional Law at the School of Law and Government at Dublin City University. Thanks for coming into us this morning. In your view, is Pa Daly right? Is the practice of having super junior ministers at cabinet unconstitutional?
Difficult to say, Gavin. Certainly there's a strong argument that it is. The constitutional text is, on the face of it, very, very clear. It says in Article 28, Section 1, the government shall consist of not less than 7 and not more than 15 members. Pa Daly's argument, of course, is that there are 19 members, and so there's a clear breach. But there are only 15 members of the cabinet. 15 people got their seals of office from President Michael D. Higgins in January, in accordance with Article 13 of the Constitution. The government will say, or the state will say, that these four people are not members of the cabinet. They simply attend.
So what are they doing there that Pa Daly argues is unconstitutional?
Well, this is what the case probably will come down to, Gavin. You know, historically, of course, there are other individuals who have attended cabinet meetings. The Attorney General, for example, has always attended.
Secretary General of the Department of Taoiseach.
Indeed, yes. Exactly. Now, so the government or the state will say, the Attorney General, Rosa Fanning, will argue that these four people are not in a dissimilar position to those. Pa Daly's lawyers will say that they are effectively there as ministers, that this is a way to circumvent or get around the rule of 15. So the case will probably come down to that, whether there is a distinction.
If the court finds in Pa Daly's favour, would that mean that every cabinet since 1994, when Pat Rabbit was the first junior minister, a super junior, was unconstitutional and every decision taken by those cabinets could be challenged?
No. Yes, in theory, I suppose. But that's one thing I could predict confidently, that in the event that Pa Daly wins this case, which he could, there's almost no question but that the courts will clarify that decisions taken previously are remain in, valid, as it were. There's loads of precedent for this where legislation, which is later found to have been unconstitutional, that decisions taken on foot of that legislation is valid up until the point.
What do you think will happen today?
It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Pa Daly won the case. It's an arguable case, but there are arguments on the other side. Whatever way it comes out in this divisional High Court, no doubt there will be an appeal.
And to the Court of Appeal or the Supreme Court?
Likely to get a so-called leapfrog appeal because it's a case of such public importance, if you like. In other words, it'll go directly, probably, to the Supreme Court, and ultimately the Supreme Court will rule one way or the other. I would see it as a kind of a 50-50 case, Gavin. I think if you don't look at it carefully, you would think it's an open and shut case that Pa Daly wins. But actually, there's a question as to whether there's an argument on the other side. The state will be making arguments from historical reasons that in Westminster models historically that this has happened. The UK system, for example, there's an equivalent arrangement. Our model is based on the Westminster model and so on. So the state could win.
Constitutional law in less than 4 minutes. Good man. Dr. Tom Hickey is Associate Professor of Constitutional Law at the School of Law and Government at DCU. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning.